Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KMAREducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Champion Health Corner News from your friendly pharmacist at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Traveling soon? Get your vaccinations with no appointment needed. In and out in 5 minutes. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut, next to Station 25 Restaurant. We're a unique family-owned pharmacy with no appointments needed. Walk in and experience our friendly service. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com, located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut, next to Station 25 Restaurant.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. Welcome to our show today. We are dedicating the show to a topic that resonates with many and inspires us all, how kids in single-parent families can thrive and excel. We are especially excited to have a very special guest with us today, the mayor of our city, Milford, Connecticut, who will be joining us with his mother, Norma, who raised him and three other siblings on her own. They will share their experiences, how they overcame obstacles and strategies and support that helped them along the way, leading to his impressive achievements. We're doing the whole bandwidth from potty training to the first spoken word. No. I'm just kidding. We don't have enough airtime for that. They're all laughing. Thank God. The mayor's laughing. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Very good, Marietta.
He's the mayor is smiling.
Early on a cloudy Saturday.
Thank you. Nice to have you here this morning. So before we get started, I have some announcements to share with you. Okay. Above and Beyond, Empowering Lives and Exceeding Expectations is the name of the program today. We thank Connoisseur Media, our location sponsor. We thank KMAR Educational Services for creation, production, and execution of these events. Our community sponsors are Whole Foods in Milford, Harbor Eats Milford, Scratch Bakery in Milford, Big Y Monroe in Milford, Stop and Shop Monroe in Milford. So I got the sponsors out of the way. Thank you very, very, very much. Now, listen up, everybody. Get this. We're going to have a little mayor game today. So get the pen ready and, you know, get the dial, get the fingers loosen up, you know, the exercise with the fingers, because we have a little game for you today. We're going to dive into the stylish side of our mayor, Tony Giannatasi, with a little guessing game today. It turns out the mayor has a rather impressive collection of ties. But the big question is, how many ties does he actually have? He probably doesn't even know himself. We didn't talk about this, right? So we're opening up the phone lines for your guesses. 203-333-9422. So anybody can guess. You don't have to live in Milford. Anybody who enjoys us and wants to guess how many ties Mayor Tony Giannatasi has. So the first person to guess the correct number of ties wins a special prize. Now, what is it? Okay. A photo opportunity with the mayor, with the ties, of course. So you can be a woman, man, students. We're encouraging all of you because it's a fun thing. That's what the show is all about. It's not about politics today. It's about family and upbringing and so forth. So because Let's be honest. Every household in Milford needs to know just how many ties our mayor has in his closet. This is the kind of local knowledge that really matters, folks. So that was one. So 333-9422, 203. Rich, we'll take your number and your name and the guess, you know, the number, what you're guessing. So, okay, I have another announcement. Done with dating apps. Join the Business Champion Radio Show team as a volunteer. We're really nice people here. We have about 10 members, and we get together, we socialize, and we do various projects together. So meet like-minded men and women in a natural setting, stay active, and socialize. We also have social gatherings, I already said that, and dinners together for fun times. Call Marietta, that's me, 203-505-3660. I love this. You know, who wants to sit in bars? So anyway, I'm done with the announcements. I'm ready to rock.
More Business Champion Health Corner news from your friendly pharmacist at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Stay on track with your meds, our medication adherence program, and run-out reminders keep you healthy. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Running out the door? Get your prescriptions filled and be on your way in 5 minutes. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut, next to Station 25 Restaurant.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Kammer. Friends, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for a very special event that promises to be both inspiring and heartwarming. We're honored to have with us Mayor Tony Giannotasio and his remarkable mother, Mrs. Norma Giannotasio. Good morning. I don't want to get emotional. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Norma. And together they will share their incredible journey of resilience, determination, and the transformative power of a strong family bond. And I'm going to start with the first question to the mayor. Mayor, what's one lesson your mother taught you that has been particularly valuable in your role as mayor?
Well, there's several. I have a mother that has always nurtured me and supported me through my whole life, my entire life, no matter what the challenges were ahead of me, whether it was school, sports, politics, serving the community. I would say being true to yourself and doing what you feel is in the best interest of yourself, your family, and your community.
Right. And also, it has to be taught how to be yourself. It's not easy to be yourself. Many people can't be themselves. And maybe down the road, at the end of their life, maybe they get it. And all you have to do is be yourself. But that's a whole nother topic, a whole nother journey. It's a tough journey. So, Mom Norma, what's the proudest moment that you've had as a single mother watching your children grow up?
Watching them grow up, one of them is for them, the ones that have children, three of my children have children, is watching them be parents, believe it or not. Because when I watch them love their children, I get to love them and their children twice. I already love them, and then I watch them love their children, so I get that benefit. And that's been a biggest joy of seeing them be wonderful parents to their kids and thinking maybe I was a little bit a part of it, watching them watch their family grow mm-hmm. and being a good parent.
I know this is very close to your heart. I don't know what's ringing here and where it's ringing. But anyway, we have additional sound effects here, so don't worry about it. It's all okay. So we love additional sound effects. But I know how close it is to your heart, being a single mother, and you raised four children, and the myth that a single parent can't do a good job, that's a bunch of bull. But I want to hear your take on this. I know. Get ready. She's going to get excited here.
Yeah. When I first got my divorce, people would say to me, and I don't think they meant it meanly. I think that they just said that they used to use the term broken home, and it used to offend me because my home was never broken. My family was never broken. My marriage broke down, but not my family, not my home. Not what was going on inside the house was never broken. But I did, when you're a single parent, it's the big thing is that you show up. You show up for everything. You show up, especially Tony, because this is, you know, mainly what we're discussing is his career and his growth as a human being. He was the type of kid from maybe the age of 8 years old that he signed me up for everything. I was signed up to work in the library. I did not sign up. He signed me up.
Oh.
I was the room mother. He signed me up.
He's delegating. He was delegating at a young age.
At 8 years old, uh-huh. I also was the den mother in his Cub Scout. I was the den leader in his Cub Scout group. He signed me up. So Tony has made me become part of his path and his journey. My contribution was to be there, not to say I was too busy, I can't do it today. It was to be there, to show up at the baseball games, to sell the hot dogs, to be on the bleachers when he was a quarterback at the football games. You just have to be there, and they have to know you're there, because when they see you in the audience and they see you in the stands, and I see that through my grandchildren too, they may not be smiling at all, but the minute they see you and they view you and you're in their eye, they smile from ear to ear. That's all they need to know, is that you're there,
and
physically
this is,
there.
This is exactly, Mayor, this is exactly what you needed, right?
Absolutely.
You delegated it, you know, and you, isn't that amazing how, as an eight-year-old, how you were thinking, seeking the support. You knew the support. You did something about it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's a level of comfort knowing mm-hmm. that your mother's in the audience, and it resonates to you just by looking and making that eye contact, that the support is there, and it's true support. It's love. It's deep love. Mm-hmm. And it carries you through, and it makes you strong. And I tap into that with my mother. My mother, you know, has been my biggest fan throughout my life mm-hmm. and made me who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I admire strong women. I married a strong woman. And, you know, I see a lot in my wife, a lot of similarities with my mom and how my wife raises our children. And I give her all the credit because she's a loving mother mm-hmm. and I was raised by a loving mother. Mm-hmm. So,
but also, Norma, you listened to your son's needs. A lot of parents, and because we're busy or we're not tuned in enough, we don't always listen to the need of you know, of our children, because, oh, no, why did you do that? I can't go to the baseball game or the theater or whatever. So when we're not tuned in, we miss that. We miss that. And all they want is to just there. I remember going to school, and after school on rainy days, kids were picked up by their parents, many parents with their umbrella. Nobody was ever there for me because they were both working. They were working a shift, so they couldn't be there. Physically, they couldn't be there. But I miss that a lot. And some parents already had, and this was in the late 50s, early 60s, some women were driving already. So they were picked, the kids were picked up. That was something very, that's big shot thing.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Yeah.
Oh, but just the parents being there, I remember that. But I also remember my mother, before she left to go to work, and I came home from school, she always had food for me. She always prepared food. They showed it in different ways. And even When I was older and I would visit my parents, you know, I was in my 30s, 40s, and okay, Mom, I visited, now we have to go hit the bars, you know, because they go to bed early and we just, you know, we went to have a good time. My mother had a sandwich and a banana. I came home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And my mother had a sandwich waiting for me and a banana.
Well, that's like Italian people. We have food all the time for your kids. I think I'm the cold cut queen, the chicken cutlet queen of Connecticut with Tony's mm-hmm. friends and my kids' friends, that there wasn't a day where you couldn't walk into my kitchen and see at least a half a dozen chicken cutlets already cooked mm-hmm. and prepared, because I never knew who was walking in the door and how hungry they would be. So it was sandwich, meatballs, everything mm-hmm. was already set. I might have been busy doing something else, but there was never a moment where there wasn't food, plenty food for the kids.
Now, the next question is for the mayor. Is there a particular moment from your childhood when you realized just how much your mother was sacrificing for you and your siblings? Does something stand out?
Absolutely. I would have to say when my parents divorced, my mother made a choice to go back to work and start her own business. And that demonstrated to me that my mother was making a huge sacrifice for all of us, that she was an independent woman and she was determined to find her way and support her family and enable us to have things that maybe otherwise we wouldn't have. And I think, you know, we always went on vacation. We always went on trips. That was something, you know, very special. We would go to Florida. We always made time and, you know, to be together as a family. And, you know, that takes extra money. And my mother was willing to make that happen for all of us.
That's incredible, Norma. And I know you've been self-employed for over 40 years, and especially
in
self-employment. Had the Vision Salon mm-hmm. here in Milford for mm-hmm. You gave birth yeah. to it and built that business.
The kids needed to learn, though, that when they got home from school, I wasn't there baking cookies. They took care of themselves. Mm-hmm. They were okay with it.
Independence is
yeah.
something that you
okay
taught.
Yeah.
Same here. Mm-hmm. Independence. I may have missed some of my childhood years, but independence they taught. So we'll get right back with the mayor, Tony Giannatasio, and his mom, Norma Giannatasio.
The Business Champion Health Corner News from your friendly pharmacist at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Simplify your medication routine with synchronization services at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Stay tuned for our health and wellness programs, and happy summer. Your pharmacist at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com, located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut, next to Station 25 Restaurant.
I'm Marietta. You're listening to the Business Champion Radio Show, Beyond Our Expectations, How Our Kids Transform, with Mayor Tony Giannatasio and his mom, Norma. Norma has been a good friend of mine for 6 years. She's been on Life Talk as a co-host. You're here all the time. I mean, you just really do. So I'm very proud to have her son, Mayor Tony Giannatasio, here in the studio with us. Now, independence, she taught the children, lots of love, being available. Now, Norma, what message would you have for single parent out there? I know we have some single parent listening.
Don't be ashamed or have to defend yourself. Hang in there. You're stronger than you think you are. Your kids know they know when they're loved. Children know when they're loved. And that's the most important thing. We want our kids to be happy no matter what. And you want to love them unconditionally. It doesn't mean that we don't have an opinion whether we think they do something right or wrong. We're still the parent. We still have a right to say, I think you're making the wrong choice or the right choice. But whether they make the right or the wrong choice, your love needs to be unconditional. And they need to know that, because when I was a young girl and I was growing up, I had wonderful parents. And my father always told me that no matter what I did in life, the worst terrible thing I could imagine myself doing, I could come to him and tell him. He may not like what I did. He may be upset of what I did, but he would always be there for me. And he always was. Always was. And that's what I tried to give to my kids, was that unconditional love, that I just want them to be happy. And to teach them that they don't have to defend themselves to anybody. And the single mother doesn't have to defend herself. She's strong. She's got more strength than she probably even realizes she has. And she just needs to show up, really show up for the kid. Show up, whether it's taking him to the park, picking him up at the baseball games. You know, when you're a single mother, you don't have the husband to drop off and pick up.
You don't have the team that you need. Oh, my God.
You're not the team. So what you do is, though, you navigate yourself to meet other parents. And what I did was I would pick up at night, because married couples don't want to separate at night. Husbands wait to see their wives. Wives wait to see their husbands. I didn't have that issue. So they would bring my kids to the baseball game practice at 5. I picked up at 7 because those wives and those husbands, they didn't want to do the pickups. So I was able to find other parents that I was able to work with. And don't be ashamed of doing that. Don't be ashamed of asking for help from other parents to get your kids to their designated area, you know, to where they need to be. Kids don't drive. They need to be taken to these places. And you can't say, well, you can't play ball because I can't take you. You got to find a way to take the kid to the ball game. That's what he wants to do. That's what makes him happy. That's what keeps him out of trouble.
Mayor Tony, you said something very important before we went on air, that you make other people you come in contact with, your community family, everybody, you make them feel important. They're the most important. That was very touching. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think it resonates from living in the moment when you're engaging with people at that specific time to really listen to them. You know, I was taught to listen first. Because everyone has a voice, and people will engage with you at different times, at different events. Maybe it's a phone call, and that's their time to express their opinion about what's going on or how they feel. So I think in the position that I'm in now, there's a responsibility that goes along with that. People want to know that you're listening. People want to know that you're, you know, responding. You know, and I would say people genuinely have a hard time with change. Through my experience growing up, having my parents divorced and living with my mom, being a single mom, I experienced change at a very young age. And a huge adjustment that I had to go through, a process at a very young age, at 14, to deal with these changes in my life, the structure of my life. And, you know, being in the position that I'm in now, you know, there's always change. Change is constant. And it affects your community. It affects your family. It affects how we live. It affects how we perceive things, you know, with the media, the social media. So I think it's helped me have the ability to see change in real time, to discuss it, to help people with it, to remind them that it's a moment in time, but everything will work out for the best in the end. I think change makes us wiser, stronger, and there's always a silver lining.
Being in your position right now, having to listen to so many situations and people, you will grow tremendously versus, I know you were an executive, you're an executive in your manufacturing company, so you don't get to grow the way you're growing in your career right now. That's tremendous. That's tremendous. By the time you run again as mayor, you can really look back and say, boy, I have learned this, I have learned that. It's tremendous because the interaction with the people, that's what makes us grow. Not when we're, you know, at work doing a certain chore. But this is really, really great. We're not out of time yet, right? No, we're not. So, but anyway, let's go for a quick break.
Okay.
Okay.
Some business champion news. Stay tuned. The July issue of the HealingMindMagazine.com is coming soon. Get ready for fresh insights on mental health and wellness. Catch the latest radio shows on the BusinessChampion.com magazine. Stay ahead with insights from industry leaders. Become a part of the Business Champion family. We're seeking volunteers to contribute to our magazine. Interested? Call 203-505-3660 today.
I'm back. I'm Marietta Camera. Beyond Our Expectations, How Our Kids Transform. In the studio with me, Mayor Tony Giannotazzo and his mom, Norma. Before the break, Mayor Tony was talking about change. And I thought about this. We need to relate, and you were able to relate back to when the divorce took place, when your parents, that things had to change. And, you know, kids really suffer too. When parents get divorced, I remember when I got divorced and how much Heidi was suffering, you know, this back and forth and this and that. And yes, you can take that component right now and build on it. Built on it, and at least understand, try to understand everybody else's situation. It's the relating. The relating component is the most important thing.
You have to realize, too, that it's going to be okay. At the end of the day,
yes,
it's going to be okay. Yes. Nothing is that bad. And I feel so bad for people that get depressed and you hear these suicides. And don't let it go there. Don't let it go there. Because tomorrow's at dawn. The dawn comes, the sun comes up, and it's another day. A million things could come into play to make it turn out so different. And you know, you just got to hang in there. You got to be tough. It's tough.
You know, when we have tough times, and we have to have people that we admire in our life, whether it's our father, a mother, or somebody else that we like, and we love the way they handle things. And when things got tough for me, I always said, how would so-and-so, of course, I don't want to name the name now, do this? And I had the answer. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to have people in our lives that we admire.
And I have to say one more thing, too, that I notice. Tony grew up with two parents that worked hard. Mm-hmm. My ex-husband is he's actually a workhorse. Mm-hmm. To this day, he's 82 years old. I always worked hard. Mm-hmm. After the divorce, I put myself into, like Tony said, my career, my business, and still taking care of the kids. When kids grow up and see both parents getting off the couch and working hard to whatever you have in life, that inspires them. If nobody's getting up and doing anything and they don't see that happening in their home, they're not going to do it.
And that's why you both have, I've never met your ex-husband, but both of you have energy. You don't look your age. I know you have a birthday coming up next week on Monday. July 1st.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in with the mayor, Tony Giannotazzo, and his mom, Norma Giannotazzo. Have a great week. See you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.